The news agency Downing Times reported that over 100 social media users in Myanmar were arrested in the past 2 months for criticizing the military regime via the social media. 100 Facebook users and 9 TikTokers were among who got arrested. These arrests occur across various regions, excluding Chin and Gaya State, with the majority taking place in Yangon and Mandalay. The charges brought against this individual include violation of the Anti-Terrorism Act, carrying potential prison sentences ranging from 3 to 10 years, as well as charges under the Criminal Code, which could result in life imprisonment. The military has also threatened prosecution under defamation and electronic law, alongside the confiscation of assets, adding to the climate of fear. The military-backed newspaper, The Mirror, has played a pivotal role in regularly reporting on the identification and punishment of the organization affiliated with the National Unity Government, NUG, and Committee Representing Pidangzuluto, CRPH, both labeled as terrorists by the regime. The Military Council has issued stern warning against supporting action that destabilize national security and government. An alarming case is that of Buha, a hip-hop singer who criticized the regime on Facebook for the recent power outrage in the country, receiving a 20-year prison sentence. Myanmar's deteriorating situation has drawn international condemnation. In a recent report, Freedom House ranked Myanmar 9th worst globally for freedom of expression. In another news, multiple news agencies reported that Myanmar junta is angry over tarnishing of Myanmar's image by Chinese hit film No More Bats. Myanmar military junta is expressing criticisms towards its close ally, China, due to a highly popular film called No More Bats. This blockbuster depicts human trafficking and scam operation in an unnamed Southeast Asian country, which ironically bears a resemblance to Myanmar. The movie has gained massive popularity in China, sparking discussion online regarding the risk of visiting Southeast Asia. No More Bad has grossed a staggering amount of $520 million in global revenue. The Cambodian government had previously requested the Chinese embassy intervention to halt the screening of another Chinese film that portrayed Cambodia as a hub for online scams. This move probably prompted the military regime to also strongly condemn No More Bats. A month before the film's release, China had advised Myanmar junta to take action against online scam operating in its border region, specifically those targeting Chinese nationals. The military junta in Myanmar is worried that the film is damaging its reputation and creating concerns among Chinese tourists considering visiting to Myanmar. They have raised this concern with Chinese officials, although there has been no response from China thus far. Shan Herald News Agency reported that as armed robbery increased in southern Shan State, local identify the junta police officer as one of the perpetrator. Pagong Township, located in southern Shan State, bordering Kayini State, is experiencing a surge in armed robberies, raising concerns among local residents who now fear venturing out in the evening. On September 28, a group of men carry out a robbery at the local tool shop in Pagong Township. Notably, one of the robbers was identified as police officer Sergeant Myo Mae Ang from the Central Police Station at Pagong Township. Myo Mae Ang was later apprehended by his fellow officer and compelled to return the stolen money to the owner. Prior to the tool shop incident, another store situated at the Pagong Highway exit leading to the town of Mobie fell victim to a robbery, although the exact amount stolen was remained unconfirmed. Travelers have also reported incidents of robbery along the roads connecting the villages in Pagong Township. In these cases, the robber intercept vehicle and demand money from passenger while wielding the knives. These frequent robberies have instilled a sense of fear among resident of the Paigong area, causing them to refrain from leaving their home in the evening.